You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is 613 Mitzvot. The 613 Mitzvot, or Taryag Mitzvot, are statements and principles of laws and ethics contained in the Torah. Although there have been many attempts to codify and enumerate the commandments contained in the Torah, the traditional view is based on Maimonides' enumeration. The 613 commandments are either mitzvot aseh, positive commandments, or mitzvot lo ta'aseh, negative commandments. There are 365 negative commandments, corresponding to the number of days in a solar year, and 248 positive commandments, ascribed to the number of bones and significant organs in the human body. Though the number 613 is mentioned in the Talmud, its real significance increased in later medieval rabbinic literature, including many works listing or arranged by the mitzvot. In Sanhedrin 74a, Rabbi Yochanan reports on a meeting of the Torah scholars in Lod, where they define the extent of halacha of Yehereg ve'el Ya'avor. Their conclusion was that for all the negative commands of the Torah, if someone is threatened that he will be killed unless he transgresses the command, he may transgress it with three exceptions: idol worship, incest, and murder. Many of the mitzvot cannot be observed following the destruction of the Second Temple, though they still retain religious significance. There are 77 negative and 194 positive commandments that can be observed today. There are 26 commands that apply only within the land of Israel, and there are some time-based commandments from which women are exempt. Some depend on the special status of a person in Judaism, such as the Kohanim, while others apply only to men and others only to women. Shemot Rabbah 33:7 and Makot 23b attribute the number 613 to Rabbi Simle. Shemot Rabbah 33:15-16 states that there are 620 letters in the Ten Commandments. 613 letters refer to the 613 commandments, and the other seven refer to the 7 days of creation. This comes to teach you that the entire world was created for the sake of the Torah. The tzitzit of the tallit are connected to the 613 commandments by interpretation. Rashi based the number of knots on a gematria. The word tzitzit in its Mishnaic spelling has the value 600. Each tassel has 8 threads and 5 sets of knots, totaling 13. The sum of all numbers is 613. This reflects the concept that donning a garment with tzitzit reminds its wearer of all Torah commandments. Maimonides, one of the first codifiers of Jewish law, wrote the 14-volume Mishneh Torah that covers all of Jewish law, belief, and practice. He divides the 613 mitzvot into 14 books with 83 sections. The Book of Knowledge contains 75 mitzvot, is the laws concerning religious belief, character, and Torah study. The sections include Torah foundations, character, learned Torah, idol worship, and repentance. The Book of Adoration contains 11 mitzvot, is the recital of the Shema, prayer, tefillin, mezuzah, Torah scroll, tzitzit, blessings, and circumcision. The sections include the recital of the Shema, prayer, tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah, tzitzit, blessings, and circumcision. Book of Seasons has 35 mitzvot, covers the Shabbat, Yom Kippur, holidays, new moon, and fast days. The sections include laws of Shabbat, laws of Eruvin, laws of Yom Kippur, laws of Yom Tov, laws of Passover, the Shofar, Sukkah, Lulav, Shekalim, New Moon, Fast, Megillah, and Chanukah. The Book of Women contains 17 mitzvot, deals with marriage, divorce, seduction, and infidelity. The sections include the laws of marriage, divorce, Laws of a Widow, Laws of Young Maidens, and Laws of Suspect Wives. Book of Holiness contains 70 mitzvot, deals with illicit sexual relations, forbidden foods, and ritual slaughter. Sections are Laws of Forbidden Sexual Relationships, Forbidden Foods, Laws of Slaying Animals for Food. Book of Specific Utterances contains 25 mitzvot, covers the oaths, laws, vows, Nazirite restrictions, and devotion of property to sanctuary. So the sections are the Law of Oaths, Laws of Vows, Laws of the Nazir, Laws of Appraisal of Things Devoted to the Sanctuary. Book of Seeds contains 67 mitzvot. It covers the crossing of seeds, cattle and materials, laws of charity and tithing, and laws regarding the sabbatical and jubilee years. The sections are laws concerning the sowing of diverse seeds together, laws of gifts to the poor, laws of truma, laws of tithes, laws of second tithes, and fruit of the fourth year from planting, laws of first fruits and other gifts to priests beyond the sanctuary, laws of sabbatical year and the year of Jubilee. The Book of Divine Service has 103 mitzvot. It covers the sanctuary, how it is to be built, who serves in it, and the nature of the service. Sections are laws concerning the sanctuary, laws which deal with the vessels in the sanctuary and those who serve in it, laws concerning admission into the sanctuary, laws concerning restrictions in regard to sacrifices on the altar, laws regarding the procedure of sacrifices, laws concerning the daily offerings and additional offerings, laws concerning sacrifices that have become unfit, laws concerning the sanctuary service on Yom Kippur, and laws concerning misuse of sacred property. Books of Sacrifices contains 39 mitzvot. It deals with the sacrifices brought on holidays and as atonement for sins. The sections are the laws of the Paschal offering, laws concerning the celebration of the festival, laws of the firstborn, laws concerning offerings brought for transgressions committed in error, laws concerning unclean ones who have to bring sacrifice as an atonement, laws concerning substitution of sacrifices. The Book of Purity contains 20 mitzvot. It deals with all the causes of defilement and the requirements for purification. The sections include laws concerning defilement by a dead body, laws concerning the red heifer, laws concerning the uncleanness of leprosy, laws concerning defilement of a couch or seat, laws of other original sources of defilement, laws of defilement of food, and laws concerning ritual baths. The Book of Injuries contains 36 mitzvot, deals with the laws of compensation for damages and theft, returning lost property, murder, and the preservation of life. The sections are laws concerning damages to property, laws concerning theft, laws concerning robbery and concerning things lost, laws concerning one who commits an injury to a person or property, laws concerning murder and the preservation of human life. The Book of Acquisition contains 18 mitzvot and deals with commercial transactions, neighbors, and bondage. Sections are laws of sale, laws of acquisition of derelict property and gifts, laws of neighbors, laws of agents and partners, and laws of bondmen. The Book of Judgment has 23 mitzvot, deals with labor relations, renting and borrowing, and inheritance. The sections are the laws of hiring, laws concerning borrowing an article and deposit, laws concerning creditor and debtor, laws of plaintiff and defendant, and the laws of inheritance. The Book of Judges contains 74 mitzvot, and deals with the judicial system, rabbinic and parental authority, mourning, kings, and wars. The sections are laws concerning the Sanhedrin and the penalties within their jurisdiction, laws of testimony, laws concerning the rebellious, laws of mourning, laws of sovereigns, and their wars. Thank you for listening to 613 Mitzvot. Shalom.